Okay, so fourth group PHP is what we're looking for. Is everybody found, got, set? Okay. Okay, so the first one that we're looking there is at a while loop. And again, when I want to see the address, I've set host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tilde my username, slash the folder that I put it in, second folder that I put it in, and then the name of the file. Okay, so it's mathwhile.php. Okay, so looking at the while loop, this is how you code a while loop. Okay, so I put on this one, start num equals 1, end num equals 4, and count equals start num. Okay, I could have just said count equals 1 also. And then I said, while count is less than or equal to end num, then I did something inside and closed it. So this is a while loop. And I put a while, I put the condition that I want to test inside parentheses. I enclose what I am going to do in the loop inside curly braces. Okay, so it's very much like a JavaScript or a C++, I'm assuming, for you've had C++, loops. Okay, so it's very, very similar. So I'm saying there, while count is less than or equal to n number. And so I'm coming out and I'm saying answer, okay, equals count plus count. And I'm writing out 1 plus 1 equals 2. So I'm echoing out count plus count equals answer. Okay? And so I'm echoing that out, and then I'm adding 1 to count. And when count is no longer less than or equal to my end number, then I'm done. Okay? So it's just showing you a simple loop. Yeah.
So the start number doesn't do anything?
Not really.
It's just a decoy.
Huh?
It's just a decoy?
Yeah. yeah, no, I basically would have had the user type in what number do you want to start with, what number do you want to end with. And then, did I need to use count? No, I could have used start number in all of them. Okay. But I don't know how to do a loop with the counting loop without a count, so. There you have it. I have to have dollar sign count.
If you wouldn't have defined start num, would that have started with 0?
That's interesting, actually. Let's play with that. If I didn't the start count, say what you want to do again.
So if start number was...
Actually, I'm going to go and do it in a notepad rather than mess up my code. Okay, so what?
So if start number wasn't defined.
Okay, so we're going to take that away.
Mm-hmm. And then, so then you would just...
Yeah, no, that would have given you an error because I can't use something on this side that hasn't been defined.
Is that the sentinel value?
Could be.
So if you took count equals start.
I honestly have no idea. I really stay away from vocabulary like that. Okay, so.
If you took count from the start number out.
The problem is that it doesn't know when I get, well, as I said, we can try it. But unless it's being terribly forgiving, and I don't remember PHP as being that forgiving, it is going to say, if you put something on the right that hasn't been defined, I don't know what it is you want. And what you're asking is, will it do a 0? I honestly, it's been a long time since I made this mistake, because I usually am pretty good about defining stuff. So I honestly don't know what it will do. So we will find out. So I'm going to do file, new, file, and we'll call it testing. And say OK, and paste this there, and save it. And then come down to here, and what we want to run is testing. Did I save it as testing PHP? No, I don't think I did. Okay, so that's not going to work until I go back and fix that. Only it changed it back to one math while. Okay, so it does, it gives you an undefined variable.
But then it goes ahead and does it. So the answer to your question is yes, it pretty much did the zero, but it yelled at you in the process.
If you were to take the start number out, count where the default is zero.
Right. So if, okay, so let's carry this one more first step further. This is, okay, so when we did it this way, that's what we got, right? Okay, so now if we go back and test, and what did you want to do now?
So we take out that line there.
Okay.
That way we just have count to file.
File, save. I don't want to do a file save. I want to make the change on this one. So what line did we take out? This one. Okay. And then we do testing again. Well, well, well.
Yeah, of course.
Undefined variable count, undefined variable count. So it does not like that at all. Okay. Now, but I did define count, I just didn't give it an initial value. So now if I put a zero in there, actually let me go back and take a picture before I do that. Okay, so that's what I had. And now if I go back and put in an equals zero, and I run this again, I'm fine. Okay.
It's fine because it increments at the end.
Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't work, right?
Right. I mean, there's three things that you need to have in a loop. Okay, you need to have three things. You need to set the control, okay, which in this case, count equals zero is setting the control, okay? You need to test the control. And you need to change the control. Okay, so I'm changing the control here. Come on. I'm testing the control. Maybe I'll just give up doing the little lines here. I'll throw them in when I get home. Okay, so I set the control, so I set it to zero. I check the control or test it by saying, okay, count equals, and I change it. And I've told you the story of when I submitted something and they came back with a pile of paper this thick, and all of them said the same thing because I had not changed the control. I hadn't done the add one. And so I got a mound of paper all saying the same thing, and it went on infinitely, except that it ran out of paper. Because always the condition, if I forget to change count, then count starts out at zero, it's always going to be less than n num, and you've got an infinity loop going on there. Okay? So you need three things to handle it. You need to set it before you go in. You need to test it so that you check up on each iteration, and you have to do something to change it. Okay? And if that isn't true, then you've got a problem. Okay? And also, there is three kinds of loops. Okay? I can have a loop that is operating on a count or something like that. A count or an amount, like a total. So when the total gets greater than a certain thing, I'm gonna quit. So I can have a count, or I'm counting, or I can do something like this, or I can ask the user. So I can then ask the user, I can have a, do you want to do this again, yes or no? And that can control the loop. So I can have a count that's controlling it. I can have something inside, like an amount, like a total. And when the total exceeds 1,000, I want to get out of there. Okay, and if the total exceeds 1,000 on the first try, then I'm out of there on the first try. If it takes 10 tries, I'm out of there on 10 tries. Or I can ask the user, do you want to do this, yes or no? Okay, so I've got those things that can control it. Okay, so I can have a count, I can have the amount thing, or I can have the user thing. Okay. So something, amount like total is meaning something is going on in the processing that changes it, okay? And then I can ask the user, do you want to do this again, yes or no? Questions?
Okay. Yeah, you can just write this code without the CT because you're defining what start num is already.
I could have put start num in instead of CT. Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at a different example.
No, you're looking at the original example. And I right now don't have the original example up here. I've got this one up that we did changes to. Okay. And so I'm going to get rid of this, clear the ink. And this one we will make go away. So, moving on to the next one. Okay.
Right there. It says money sign and then CT and then start number equals 5, end number equals 4. And then you give the value of start number equals to CT.
Right.
Can't you just do while? Can't you just go skip the CT on the top and just have the start number equals 5 and the number equals 4 and then just do while?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As I said, I'm a creature of habit. I like to control with something called $count or $i for index. So I'm a creature of habit.
Is that why they use the I a lot?
Yes.
Because of index?
Yes.
Ah, makes sense. Okay.
And it also, using the I, predated the fact when Microsoft objects to you using as lowercase I.
Yeah. Because the incrementation is I plus, right? Or it's I plus plus?
It can be, yeah. No, it's whatever it is. It's I or it's count plus plus if I'm doing
but
count.
Usually they do I because that makes sense. Okay, now I know why
you okay, I is index. I use count, they use I, and I think the main reason I use count is that Microsoft, when I'm typing things up, if I put a lowercase I in, it changes it to an uppercase I. And so long ago, I started me using count instead of I. But I, for some reason, still use I in a for loop. Don't know why. Okay. So yes, start num could have been used entirely in this. Okay, so what is the output on this one going to be? That means tell me.
It's not going to give you anything because start number already is bigger than 5, right? A 4. It's less than 4.
Okay. So I'm saying start num is 5, and so that makes count 5. And I'm saying do while count is less than or equal to n num. So what is it going to do?
Well, start number is greater than n num because it's 5. But you're seeing while it's less than 4. So it shouldn't start the loop, right?
Let's see. Okay. It won't go in. It won't enter the loop because it started out that 5 is not less than or equal to 4. And so it doesn't even enter the loop. Okay? So it doesn't enter the loop. Okay, the next one is the 0 and 4, and we actually already tested that. And this one is using what you just talked about, the count plus plus. Instead of using count, plus one equals count. Okay, so this is using the count plus plus, which increments. Okay. The third one. Okay, so now I'm getting into a nested loop. So I want the numbers to be different numbers. So what is this going to generate? What am I generating here?
Equals 1, when it becomes 3, 4, I mean, it will go into another loop.
So first give me the output that I'm generating. Yeah.
So it's going to go into the second loop, and then it's do 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 3 plus 3, 4 plus 4, and then it's going to...
No, not quite.
We said equals to less than or equals to.
Yeah, but... Okay, that's setting count 1, which is the 1.
Yeah.
This is setting count 2, which is the 1.
Yep.
Then I have 1 plus 1, but what do I add to? I just add to count 2. So then I'm going to have 1 plus 2. You said 1 plus 1, 2
okay.
plus 2.
Okay.
I'm going to have 1 plus 2.
Okay.
Okay. So if I run this... Wait a minute. 2 math while, no, that wasn't 2. What is it, 4?
I have to download something so the PHP can run on my browser.
You want to run it online?
Right.
It's a lot easier to just run online.
That's why I came to class today, because I was trying to figure out how to run PHP.
You can't do that. It's not like JavaScript, where it's in the browser. You have to download a program and compile the language.
Just edit the files
from the CIS website.
That's right. I do everything up on CIS web.
But when you do homework, you want to just kind of like refresh the page to be able to check it.
Then just do it right in the browser.
Yeah, do it right in the browser.
You know, the first, when I first started PHP, I went through that, downloaded
so
and all
easier.
That.
I was great where you were. I'm like, this is so complicated just to run PHP.
But do what I'm doing up here. I'm running off the browser. That's what you need to
just
do.
Keep testing as you go along.
And the PHP website, the actual website for the language, is quite fishy because it's not secure. Like if you go, when you open up on your browser, it'll say like, don't put any of the information on this site.
But anyway, use online. Do the same thing
so
that I'm doing.
Than what I was trying to do.
That's right. It's a lot easier. As I said, I've been there. I did it.
Like,
but then, in fact, that's no good because it's just for testing anyway.
Yeah.
I want to have my stuff out on the web. Putting it up here makes it easily accessible and works fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We're going to start out, and we have $count1, and we have $count2. And we start out and we say, okay, assign count1 a 1. Now, obviously, I could have done it up here, but I was trying to make a point, and that is that I'm assigning count1 just before the while for that. And I'm assigning count2 just before the while for that. And so that's why I waited and went down and did it, just to make the for sure the point got through that I am setting right here. And I'm setting this one right here. Okay, right before I go into the loop. So I started count out and I said, do while count1 is less than or equal 4. It is. So I dropped down and set this one to 1. Okay, then I go in and I say, okay, answer equals 2, so I've got answer equals 2, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to say dollar sign in front of everything, okay? It's assumed that dollar sign is in front of a variable, okay? So answer equals 2, and then I echo out count1 plus count2 equals answer. So I echo out 1 plus 1 equals 2. Then I get to the end of that loop and I loop back and it says, is count2, okay, I'm sorry, I should have written, I added 1 to count2, sorry. And then I loop back and I say, is count2 less than or equal to 4? Yes, it is. So I go inside the loop, I say answer is now going to be 3, and I write out 1 plus 2 equals 3, okay? Then I add 1 to count2. I loop back, is count2 less than or equal to 4? Yes, it is. So I go in, I figure out answer is 4, and then I write out 1 plus 3 equals 4, and I add 1 to count2. And I go back, is count2 less than or equal to 4? Yes, it is. So I go in, I figure out answer, which is now 5, and then I write out, okay, 1 plus 4 equals 5, and I add 1 to count2. So this time when I go back and check, it says, wait a minute, count2 is not less than or equal to 4. So I drop out of the loop, okay, I come down here and I add 1 to count1, and I go back. So I add 1 to count1, and I go back. Okay, now the important thing with the setting is, I went back up to here. At this point, it says, is count1 less than or equal to 4? Yes, it is, it's 2. It comes down here and it resets count2 to 1. And that's critical that be at that spot. so that before I enter the inner loop, I reset the count there. Because if I didn't reset it, it would have stayed at 5, and I wouldn't have even entered the loop, as we saw. Okay? So I've now got 2 and a 1. I go in, I figure out answer, which is 3, and I write out 2 plus 1 equals 3. Okay? And I go through that until count 2 becomes a 5 again. And at that point, when it becomes a 5, I drop out of the loop, add 1 to count 1, go back, count 1 is a 3, so I go through the 3s. And then I'll go through the 4s, and when count 1 hits 5, then I'm out of the whole program. Yes, no, maybe?
Makes sense.
Okay. So that's an inner loop. And again, the 3 things that you have to do, you have to set, you have to check, and you have to reset, basically, or change. Okay? So each loop has to have it. And on the outer loop, I reset right after as the last thing in the outer loop. And on the inner loop, I reset as the last thing on the inner loop. Right before I go to the loop, I do the set. And it's critical that I reset, or that I set rather, count 2 equal to 1 here, because when I enter the loop, I want it to start out fresh. I don't want it to be carrying something from the last episode. Okay? So questions on the inner loop. Okay, 5 was just using the plus plus. Couldn't remember for a minute where it was. The 5 is simply using the plus plus to increment. Okay, that's just another way of doing the incrementing, as we said. Not sure that took. Okay, 6 is starting a do while. Okay, so 6 has the do up at the top, the while at the bottom. So, will this always be done once? Yes. Okay, this will always be done once. Whereas the others we looked at, and we saw that when we put in a 5 as the stop point, it wasn't entered. So with the first set, okay, we did not necessarily go into the loop. When we started with a stop of 5, it checked the loop and it never went in. Okay, here you will always execute once because it doesn't ask about the checking until you've done one pass. Okay, so if you are playing a game and you want somebody to always do it once, then you put the check at the back. Or if you're doing something else where you always want the person to respond to you, if you have a response in there or whatever, but you always want it done once, then you do it this way, and that will get you the one time. Okay. So what's this one going to give you?
Should just be the 1 plus 1.
Right.
1 plus 2, 1 plus 3.
Okay. Okay, six, math, do while, not math while. Okay, so that's giving me, the, as he said, 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, etc. This has the C++, and I don't, this has the 5 in it, and this will show you that it does it once. Okay, so if we put this in, which is 7 math, do while version 1, okay. So that shows you that this always did it once, because stat number is 5, so count becomes 5, answer is 5 plus 5, and I write out 5 plus 5 is 10. I add 1 to count, so it's up to 6, and count is not less than or equal to n points, so I'm out of here. Okay? But I always do it once, so this does it once. And this one, I simply defined count, and I defined it as 5, and again, we're going to have the same thing. But I didn't use an endpoint here, I just hard-coded a number.
Do counts always go up, or can they go down?
Oh, you can have, definitely have them to go down. Yeah.
And
no. And then you get the things in order, different order. So you could have started out with 5, with 4. I want 4 plus 4, and then 3 plus 3, and then 2 plus 2. And so then you could start with the 4, and every time you went through, you decrease count by 1.
And then would that be able to utilize something like a CT1 minus minus?
Yeah. Is that what it is? You who are C people, tell me. Is it minus minus when you want to decrease? I don't remember. That kind of makes sense, but I don't remember them.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I, you know, again, creature of habit, but I tend to use the full thing there if I'm, as opposed to the minus minus.
Well, usually you do less than, so you start with, instead of, you start with the greater number, like CT1 is, while it's less than 4, so you start like 8, and then you're decrementing technically, even if you add the plus plus, right?
Well, if you add the plus plus, then you would be adding. If you wanted to go down, you're going to use minus minus, or count 1 equals count 1 minus 1. And if that's a minus minus, I suspect it is. Somebody can look it up while we're doing this. Okay, this is the double loop. Okay, so I am doing the setup here. I'm doing the set here. This is really not used.
Yeah, minus minus works.
Huh?
Minus minus
works. Minus minus works, okay. And then there's a whole combination, there's a whole set of them, of different things you can do. Something in front, I don't remember.
The minus minus doesn't.
But the minus minus doesn't.
And it's infinite because your while will never get set.
That's right. You have to change the while if you're going to put the minus minus in. Okay, this one is not used. I set it to 1 up here just because I was setting, and I'd already kind of made the point that the important place is down here to set it. So this one isn't even used. But I like to set variables up at the top, so I'm setting the variables anyway, and then I'm resetting it. But that isn't used, okay? And so this has the double loop, and this is testing for count 2, this is testing for count 1, and I have the nested do loop within, you know, with a loop within a loop. And so this is doing the do loop. Okay. Questions? Okay. So this one is going to get the whole combination. So this is 9 and version 3. Okay, so this is getting the whole combination. This is 10. And version 4. Okay. Why did this happen? Through the first do loop, because I set it up at the top, so I went through the first one just fine. When it got out because count 2 was no longer less than or equal to 4, because I just added one right before, okay, after I print, so it was at 5. It then adds one to count 1, goes back, and I'm doing something, it drops down, it doesn't have this. I drop into here and I do it once, because do always does it once. So I get the 2 plus 5 equals 7, and then I get 3 plus 6, and then I get 4 plus 7. So I am going through and only doing it once. Okay. And so when it goes back to the outer do loop, it goes up to 2, but then it only does it once. Then it goes up to 3, but it only does it once. Then it goes up to 4, but it only does once. And finally it gets to 5, and so it ends. So that's the problem with not setting count 2 right before you go in. Then this one gets into a basic for loop. Okay, so this is how the for loop looks. And this is saying, so the for loop has the advantage of I do the set, I do the check, I do the change, all within the for loop. So all four things happen right there in the loop. Okay, so I said for count equals 1, while do it while count is less than or equal to 10, and every time through, up count by 1. And so all of my checking is in there. So I don't have to worry about setting before I go in. I don't have to worry about adding, incrementing, changing. Whatever you want. And I did it the two ways, count equals count plus 1 or count plus plus. Okay. So if I run this one, it's 11 basic 4. Okay. And I didn't even bother to do math facts here. I just counted from 1 to 10. Okay. I could have put in a echo and all the rest of it in the answer, but I just counted from 1 to 10. So this shows the set, the check, and the change, and I did it twice because I did the changing in two different ways. And then I did it here, giving us the math. Okay. So this one is called Math 4, 12. Questions. Okay. So this one is got the nested for loop. Okay. And for some reason I use count and count one instead of count one and count two. But anyway. And this one is 13, Math 1, 4. Okay. So this is giving me the for loop. Count is equal to start point, start num rather, do it while count is less than n num, and increment with count equals count plus one. And I'm doing that in the same, in the inner loop, except I'm using count one. For loops are wonderfully good for something like this, where you have a count that's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc., and you're just counting. For loops are an easy way to do it. But for loops aren't made for the other kinds of possible loops. Okay, they're made for start here and do it. And you can increment by 2, you can increment by 3, you can count backwards and all of those things, but they're all, for loops are pretty much the answer when you have a count kind of thing. Okay, but not for other kinds of things. And this is a 4 going backwards. And I actually had the count minus minus, so at some point in my existence, I actually do that. Okay, so there's the count minus minus. And I started at 4, ended at 1, and went backwards. So this one is, what is it, 14. Four back. Is that what I call it? Four backwards. Okay. So there is your backwards count. Okay, this is an alternate way of doing it. and that's the while end while. So instead of using the curly braces, I can use the while and then an end while and forget the curly braces. Okay. So this is more like the Visual Basic style, where you have do something and end it, and inside you've got the code. But that does not have the curly braces. Okay. When you look at examples and everything, people seem to focus on the curly braces. That doesn't seem to be anywhere near the amount of use. If you go and just bring up a PHP example and look at it, you tend to see the looping done with the curly braces more than with this. But it's an acceptable alternative. Okay, the next one is package weight, and package weight has a gather on it, so that's the first one that we're going to look at. So I'm going to bring up PKG weight. gather.html. Okay, so I am telling it calculate the cost of shipping a package. So I'm going to say it is 2 pounds, 3 ounces. Okay. Now, if you look at this, it is going to be calling packageweight.php using the get method. So when I hit submit, it's going to take the action of calling that page using the get method and sending over both pounds and ounces. So I hit submit and I come back here and bring up packageweight.php. Not what I wanted to do. So I started out and I said the first pound is going to cost 1.5. From there on, every 4 ounces is going to add a 0.5. Okay. I set up weight is zero, cost is zero, and I brought in pounds and ounces, and I stored it as work pound, work ounce. Because as I said, you have to bring it in using the same name, but the assignment can assign a different name. Okay. So then I said, okay, I want to know the weight. So I'm taking the pounds, multiplying by 16, and adding in the ounces. So I want to know the weight in ounces, the total weight in ounces. So I've got 35 ounces there, because I actually go ahead and print it out. But 2 pounds is 32, plus 3 more is 35. Okay, so I have 2 times 16 is 32, plus is 35. Then I said, the print out the weight in ounces is, okay, and then printed work weight, and then printed a BR. Then I said, okay, if work weight is less than 17, then web cost is going to be equal to the whatever is in the first pound, which is 1.5. Else, I said work weight equals work weight minus 16. So I'm subtracting the first pound. I'm putting the cost of the first pound into work cost. And then I said, okay, while work weight is greater than zero, go through this loop. Okay. And I am essentially upping it for every 4 ounces. So I'm doing a loop here to up it for every 4 ounces. And then I subtract 4 from the weight. So I add, I say take work cost, which now is at 1.5, add 0.5 to it, and subtract 4 from weight. If it's still greater than 0, add 0.5 to it, subtract 4. Add 0.5, subtract 4, and I keep going. Are there easier ways that we could have done this? Absolutely, but then I wouldn't have had the chance to put an if statement and a loop in at the same time, and that's what my goal was. My goal wasn't the most efficient coding in the world. The goal was to use an if and a while. Okay, so I use the if and the while. I come back with the cost is, and I print work cost. So I print out the cost, and the cost is $4. Okay, because I had 35 ounces. When I subtract 16, I'm down to what? 12. No. What did I put in? 2 pounds, 3 ounces? Okay. So I go through and I come up with the cost and I put it out. Yeah.
So how else would you write it if you weren't trying to do the...
Just do the math of how many times does the 4 go into it and do it that way. Yeah. At least that's what I do, is just have the 4 go into it rather than saying, you know, every time I subtract 4, is it still greater than 0?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We are done. Quote test we've already actually looked at. It's just, again, a test looking at single quotes and double quotes. And testing is one that we put up today, so that one we've looked at as well. So we've gone through everything. Yes, and then yes. Yeah.
You can go.
Okay, he says you can go first.
All right. Just as a thing in Windows, how come whenever I like click on the power button, the option to shut down never comes up? I've been shutting down by doing the Windows button RCFD and then just shut down /S. But every time I log into like the K-Building CIS, anytime I try to shut down that option.
Let me come and look at it, because yeah, go ahead.
Homework for this week is going to be the if assignment.
I'm going to put up a homework.
Okay.
I haven't already done it.
It's just a small little thing. I've gotten around it. It's just wondering.
Okay. Check back. I just wanted to make sure that we were going to get through all of the loops before I put up the assignment. So I'll put it up tonight. I frequently do that if I'm not sure I'm going to make it. I don't put up an assignment, because then if you put it up and have to take